In discussing the halachas of tumas oil, the pasuk says, "Adam ki yomis ba'oil." The Gemara says cryptically, "Atam kriyim Adam, you Klal Yisrael called Adam, ve'ein umas ha'olam kriyim Adam." But all the other nations of the world are not called Adam. So how do we understand this Gemara? Is the Gemara implying that only Jews are considered human and non-Jews are not considered human? So Ramesh Shapiro, the revered Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chachma Leblin, explains, there are several synonyms in Hebrew to describe the human being. Adam, Ish, Gever, Enosh, they all connote man, a person. But there's a huge difference between Adam and all the others. Adam is unique in that it's the only one that has no plural form. The plural of Enosh is Anoshim, Nefesh is Nefashos, Ish is Ishim, but the plural of Adam is still Adam. Lots of people are still called Adam, not Adamim. And therein lies the difference between the Jewish people and all the other nations of the world. Atam Kurim Adam. Only Jews are considered Adam, the singular form of the word man, an indication of extreme uniqueness and solidarity of the Jewish people. For us, when one Jew is hurting, all of the Jewish people are hurting. We all feel his pain. When someone's child is on the battlefield in Gaza, he is everyone's child. When one Jew is languishing in a dark tunnel, we all feel his pain. When one Jew is in trouble, the entire Jewish world stands by their side like one man. When one person is not well, we are all hurting. Not so the other nations of the world. They may well be considered Anashim, Gavarim, but they can never be considered Adam, a nation that stands together as a single man. Adam can only fit the Jewish people. When Rav Shalom Rabashkin was put on trial, the entire Jewish world stood united at his side. We supported him. We raised millions of dollars for his defense. When a Yugoman in Lakewood was accused of a crime he didn't commit, thousands of Yidden rallied around him and went to protest this injustice. Even the Rosh Yeshiva closed their Gemaras to join the protest. Can the Italians make this claim? Can the Germans make this claim? Atam Kurim Adam. Only Jews are considered one single entity. No other nation in the world can make this claim. When one Jew suffers, we all suffer. We are like one body. It's just like when your foot hurts, the rest of your body is also in pain. We are all in this together. We say in the Mincha Shemen Esrei of Shabbos, Ata Echad V'Shimcha Echad. You Hashem are one, and your name is one. Mika Amcha Yisrael. And who is like your nation? Goy Echad, a united people. We are the Mamleches Kahanim V'Goy Kadosh. We are unique. We are different from the rest of the world. One man's pain is everyone's pain. One man's joy is every man's joy. It doesn't matter their background or culture or even their level of observance. We are all Echad, one nation. We are Adam, one people. Rabbi Zerubbabel of the Aguda once told this amazing story. The New York Times features a column called The Ethicist, in which a supposed expert in moral reasoning weighs in on contemporary ethical dilemmas. In 2002, it was authored by a man by the name of Randy Cohen. So a letter was submitted by a woman who had recently completed the real estate transaction. She describes in a letter that she was represented by an Orthodox Jewish broker and someone that she praised as exceptionally competent and gracious and helpful throughout the process. And as a gesture of appreciation, she extended her hand to thank him. However, he respectfully declined the handshake. He told her, "Please forgive me. Due to my religious beliefs, I do not make physical contact with any woman other than my wife." And the woman wrote in a letter that she felt insulted by the gesture. "I believe in non-discrimination," she writes, "and his refusal to shake my hand felt deeply offensive. I'm even considering tearing up the contract." And she asked Randy Cohen for his view. And he responded unequivocally, "You are absolutely right. You should tear up the contract." Rabbi Zerubbabel says, "Now fast forward 3 weeks. I was invited to the annual White House Hanukkah celebration hosted by President George W. Bush. As is customary, guests were given the opportunity to pose for photos with the President and the First Lady. While waiting in line, a member of the White House staff approached all of those that were visibly Orthodox, those wearing yarmulkes, or otherwise appearing observant. And he told us, "The President and the First Lady are very mindful and respectful of your religious principles. If you are a man who does not extend his hand to the First Lady, she will not offer her hand to you. Likewise, if you are a woman who does not wish to shake the President's hand, he will not offer his hand." Struck by the contrast, he says, "The ethicist in the New York Times says, tear up the contract. But the President of the United States says, we respect your beliefs." And that is the point. Yes, we stand for something different. If the world is uncomfortable with that and chooses to walk away, tear up the contract if you must. That is their decision. But know this, the highest office in the land, the presidency of the United States, acknowledges and honors our values. Their refusal to conform is not a sign of intolerance or lack of respect. It is a powerful declaration of spiritual dignity. It earns the respect of those who truly understand morality. The Pasuk says in Parshas Vayeshanan, Rak am chacham v'noven ha'goy ha'gadol zeh. Klal Yisrael is a wise and understanding people. We are not swayed by passing trends or fleeting public opinion. We live by a higher code, rooted in internal truth. Klal Yisrael is the only nation described as Adam, a singular, unique identity. Those with true wisdom will recognize this and respect it. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.